Save the children!
What?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast that's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Pepe.
I'm Frank.
And today we're talking about bullying.
What?
So many things about bullying. But first, some good news. For the first time in a very long time, the government made a decision towards secularism.
Yeah,
they corrected a mistake that was too sectarian for our constitution that is secular. In particular, I'm talking about them or the Department of Education changing its vision statement, removing the God-loving phrase from it. And here's an article that talks all about it. And yeah, it's something to celebrate. Apparently, all it takes for the government to do these kinds of things is for groups like ours or any other
to speak up.
Yeah, to speak up. Yeah. In this particular case, we wrote an open letter. You can read all about it. There's going to be some links in the description of this video. You can read about the issue. But yeah, that's something to celebrate. So there are a lot of other things on our list. There's just take out your money and you'll see like a gross violation of secularism there. There are still these government offices that have all of these religious symbolism
and icons
and ceremonies. And we'll get to that. We'll start writing letters about that as well. But this is something to celebrate. It's a good start. But I did mention bullying. And in particular, we were called bullies for writing to the Department of Education this very calm letter. The first letter was written by you.
Yeah, I wrote the first letter.
A few weeks or, I don't know, a week after our parents group wrote another letter, and nothing about that struck me as bullying. You were just mentioning that even non-believers had rights.
Yeah, we're just pointing out that this wording is sectarian. Like, it favors theism.
Mm.
And that's not good according to the Constitution. So we just pointed out, like, guys, maybe you could fix this.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't say you have to fix this. You're horrible. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, and it's cool because this change was actually, we were reminded of this change by two other articles that were against it.
Yeah,
like the one was the website Act Like a Man, and the other was this other Christian current website. Sorry, here's a link.
Why are you linking to them?
but three corrections. Three main things that was brought up by this issue. The first is that, of course, we are not a nation of just Catholics. We also have non-believers and non-Catholics in general who may have a different conception of what it means to be God-loving. So, you know, the Department of Education or the government in general is really in no position to dictate to its citizens how it rears its children.
Yeah.
And that's what was emphasized by our parents group. And yeah, second thing is, we are a secular democracy that protects the rights of minorities. The argument used by this other website, whose name I can't remember, is that because 80% of the population is Catholic, our constitution and our laws should reflect that majority. Yeah. That's not how democracy works.
Yeah.
Democracy,
it should protect the rights of the minorities up to the individual, ideally. Like, if you go through that logic, it opens up a door of oppression and marginalization.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Constitution is there for a reason. It's so that mobocracy or mob rule does not happen. Yeah, check the definition of democracy and the Republic of the Philippines. There is a republic because we want to ensure that these rights remain intact.
Yeah.
And the third thing is bullying. We are not, what we did is not bullying. It was written by Andy. Andy said it quite eloquently in this post of his, that we are like a 90-pound guy cornering this 300-pound guy. And how are we bullying this this institution that has, you know, a captive audience of 80%, as they claim? We're just less than 1%. And we don't even have funding. We don't have this block voting that other religions have. Politicians don't pander to us. How can we be bullies? And we were called the bullies.
Yeah, what I find really interesting and surprising in a positive way is that they actually changed it. Whether or not it was initiated by us or we caused them to do it, they actually changed it. And the government is the powerful, is a very powerful institution, right? And
the most powerful in this country.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And what we did was, hey, would you like to change this? Because it really disregards a lot of people. And they said, yeah, okay, let's do that. And I did not expect any government institution to move towards secularism.
Yeah.
And that it started with the education sector, is a really good start.
Yeah.
And hopefully the other sectors follow suit.
And the Secretary of Education is a religious person, Brother Armin Luistro from De La Salle. And yeah, that makes it even more noteworthy because his organization appreciates the value of secularism. And that's one other thing, one other misconception that a lot of people have. They keep on saying that we are an atheistic organization. We have lots of atheist members, non-believers, form the majority of our group. But we do have religious members in our organization, and secular does not mean irreligious.
Yeah.
Just because you appreciate the value of separation of church and state does not mean that you are an atheist. But they keep on mentioning this, I guess to poison the well a bit. You know, these guys are atheists, don't listen to anything they say. Whatever they're up to, it's no good. It's for no good because they are atheists. But not that being an atheist organization is a bad thing, but we are a free-thinking organization and there's an important difference. But,
We just want to highlight that we want secularism in the country. We don't want to enforce atheism.
That's a no-no. We would be against a state-enforced atheism. Let's get that on record.
Yeah. If there was a clause in the Department of Education vision that says God-hating or does not believe in that it is atheistic,
we would be against that.
We don't want the Department of Education meddling with religious convictions.
The believers and Catholics in particular should not be afraid of standing by secularism. It is something that benefits you as well, and it's something that would benefit you even more if you were in the religious minority. So it's something that people should not be afraid of just even reading more about. So even if you're not for secularism now, you're going to hear from religious leaders that secularism is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Read about it yourself. It's really not.
So as a final word on this topic, if you don't trust us, who are atheists, trust Father Bernas, who is not. And what he said about separation of church and state is that the government should not benefit directly or indirectly one religion over another religion, and religion in general over non-religion. So take it from Father Bernas, a constitution expert. What we did is constitutional. And staying on the topic of bullying, one bully, if you want to know what bullying actually is, here's a recent exchange. Actually, it's been taken down, right? So
yeah, it's been taken down.
But there's a link to some screen grabs.
Yeah, we have a few screenshots on our site. And it's not pretty. What basically happened was Carlos Eldran was repeatedly threatened and challenged by Eric Manalang, the leader of Pro-Life.
The president of Pro-Life Philippines, the founder of Ang Pro-Life Party List.
Yeah. He was challenged on Facebook to physical exchange.
Combat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Trial by combat.
So. And repeatedly, he was called homosexual in a less flattering tone.
Yeah,
in a pejorative way. And it just, this kind of attitude, calling someone homophobic slurs, challenging someone to fist fights. This is bullying. Okay, when you say that participating in the democratic process or in sending letters to your government, this is not bullying. You reserve bullying for certain actions.
Acts, yeah.
And this is exemplified by Eric Manalang and what he did.
Yeah. What basically happened is Eric Manalang disagreed with Carlos Saldrón in a lot of ways. He disagrees with Carlos Saldrón, and the way he wants to handle it is not by debate, and it's not with communication or evidence. He wants a fist fight, and that's really not how you resolve problems. So what he was is a person who thinks he can beat up Carlos Saldrón, and he's calling Carlos Saldrón out, say, hey, show up, I want to beat you up. And that is exactly what bullying is.
Mm.
And if you want to resolve a problem, right, I mean, I don't think Jesus would recommend beating someone up. That is not what Jesus would do. Maybe Eric Manalang is hearing a different voice in his head. But at the very least, if you're going to be a leader of a religious organization, what would Jesus do should be, like, at the very least, something you ask yourself on a regular basis.
Maybe he was trying to act like a man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But, okay. Clearly, what Eric Manalang did is the very definition of bullying.
Yeah.
But is this next issue, does this next issue involve bullying? I'm talking about the Ramon Bautista incident in Davao. So if you haven't read about this issue yet, check out this link. I'll try to convince our producer to add it to the description as well for your convenience. But essentially what happened was Ramon Bautista was trying to promote ayosdito.ph. We can receive sponsorship from them.
Wink, wink.
That's cool too. And he was trying to entertain the audience with his witty comedy, but apparently he did more than that. He offended them, particularly with his jokes regarding hipon.
Right.
And what is a hipon?
As far as I know, hipon, referring to people, is what you call a person who is unattractive in the face level but has an attractive body. So this is not, I believe, limited to women. It's been used, I understand, to describe also men who are ugly but have a nice body.
Yes.
Right. So he made a comment that there are lots of hipon in Davao.
Yes.
Davao, which also has a lot of seafood, as
that's
I understand
true.
It. And that was a joke that there are lots of shrimp in Davao, but the comedy, his
the
brand of comedy,
it was
was to insinuate that he's talking about the people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. And people took offense at this.
Yeah. Was it true? Did it actually hit, like, did the stones in the sky actually hit a lot of people and hurt them?
I don't know. But if whether or not people were offended personally, I think they took offense in behalf of other people.
Yeah.
So that's what... And what
I'm
happened,
definitely not the
I'm not the hippon.
Yeah, but they were offended.
For the
hippon. They're the hippon. Wow.
I feel bad for them.
Think about the hippon.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, that's what happened.
Okay.
And the Davao City Council, I believe, city government at least, issued a persona non grata.
It was an official council declaration.
Stamped him as we don't like this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, so that's what they did to Ramon Bautista, and discuss.
So two angles here. Either Ramon Bautista is the bully because he picked on the hipons, or the friends of the hipon, the defenders of the hipons. And the other angle, of course, is that the government of the local government of Davao bullied Ramon Bautista. I mean, on one hand, you have Ramon Bautista too, who had the microphone.
Yeah.
Who had the
audience. A celebrity of some
sort. He's also a celebrity.
So he has a following.
Yeah, and he has pogi problems, and maybe people will believe that Davao is full of hipon if he said something that authoritatively. But definitely what's for sure is that the Davao government, local government, is the most powerful organization in Davao, and they're declaring him persona non grata actually has ramifications on his career, on Ramon Bautista's career. Maybe he doesn't work for ayosdito.ph anymore. Maybe similar organizations, OLX or Sulit, I don't know, they wouldn't hire Ramon Bautista because of this persona non grata.
His prospects
issue.
Are basically fewer now.
Yeah, so the power, you know, what do you think? It's a... As a freedom of expression advocate, where do you fall on this issue?
Definitely the joke. It's not the best. it's kind of funny. But with regards to insulting people,
yeah.
For one thing, he didn't insult anyone specifically.
Yeah.
you have to be of a certain mindset to be insulted. You have to believe that first you're being targeted by the joke,
yeah,
or you're being hurt on behalf of someone you probably personally know, ideally.
Yeah.
Because being offended on behalf of an abstract conception of a group of people, that's
patronizing.
Yeah, that's a bit condescending. Yeah. Because you don't know, you can't claim to know what they feel.
Yeah.
And there's also the issue of he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And he's not like, it's not like he's a statesperson who went to Davao for an ambassador-like thing.
Yeah.
He was just a comedian promoting Ayos Dito. And I take jokes not that seriously. And I think that's the ideal way of taking jokes. If you were to take offense with a joke, I think that reveals more about
your insecurities.
Your insecurities than it does about like the joker.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it's a bit punching down because it's
you're the government.
You're hitting people who are not particularly attractive, but at the same time, you're saying something good about their bodies, which is a good, you know,
half and half.
Yeah, it's half and half.
Actually, there's more mass on the bodies than the, so it's.
Are you saying that the face is more important than the body? Maybe health-wise, the body is more important. So I don't know. It depends. What do you value? But I definitely think that the government overreacted here.
Okay.
And like what discussion previously brought out is the persona non grata thing is essentially a declaration of butthurt. Like, oh, we don't like this person. But it doesn't really have that much of a legal effect.
Right? Yeah.
It's just a declaration. Like,
yeah,
we don't like this guy.
We as a city don't like what this guy did.
He hurt our
feelings. He's the hipon.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it's a bit funny that we have this kind of legal power to declare butthurt in the most emotional country in the world.
Mm.
And it's a bit revealing of the emotional maturity of our, I don't know, our populace.
We've discussed a lot of issues that are similar to this, but on the spectrum of offensiveness, of humor, I don't even think the hipon comment would rate, you know, beyond the three.
Yeah.
You know, there are rape jokes, Holocaust jokes, you know, stuff that with actual, you know, people would request trigger warnings for them.
Yeah, solid.
But for hipon, I mean, he said, ang daming, there are so many shrimp in Davao. Like, did he say that majority of the residents of Davao are shrimps? Like, he said, just said, what does madami? Like, a dozen is madami. Like, two dozen. Did he even say that? Did he clarify that he was referring to women?
Yeah.
Because hipon could be
men or women.
Yeah. And the accusation, as far as the resolution goes, was that he was being a chauvinist and he was being sexist his comments.
Yeah.
I didn't know that hipon... Are all hipon just female? I don't know. Okay, no.
Definitely not.
So, I don't know.
I want to add that Davao has not taken a stance, as far as I know, against all of sexism. If this comment happened, for example, in another place, they're not going to comment. They're not going to say, he's a persona non grata. So the problem that Davao has is with his calling Davaoenos hipon. So they really don't have a moral high ground because they're basically just saying, oh, we're not hipon. They're not going against chauvinism in general, right? So they just don't want to be insulted. Yeah.
The tribalism.
Yeah, it is tribalism.
It's onions,
and
being onions.
As far as offenses in Davao goes, making a joke about hipon is nothing. I mean, so much shit is like done by the alleged shit is done by the government.
Yeah.
And to take offense at a joke is really ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of comedic in a very sad way.
Yeah.
That people are offended by Ramon Bautista. Like, they think that he's not caring about the human rights of women. I mean, human rights in Davao, and you see Ramon Bautista, how blind can you be? I'll just get it on record that what the Duterte government is doing is offensive to me.
Yeah.
That's what's offensive. Like the
absence of due process.
Jokes about Hipon, persona non grata, human rights violations. We'll turn a blind eye to that. Yeah. Not even turn a blind eye. Celebrate that shit.
Yeah. Let's just kill people. I mean,
for being suspected.
Yeah, for being suspected criminals. Okay. But anyway, you can talk about all of this and more at our next meetup, which is happening in
2 weeks.
We'll see it posted on our website and on our Facebook group. Comment on this video. Comment on this video embedded on our Facebook page or anywhere that you can see it. Yeah, subscribe.
Like, share.
Or write an entire article and we might publish that.
Check out Ayos Dito. Check out OLX.
Check out Ramon Bautista.
Yeah, Globe Smart. Yeah, anyway.
And read about Davao City and the alleged human rights violations.
And from me, Pepe, Frank, and the analyst desk, and Garrick, our producer, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.